Hi, good afternoon, guys. Damon Gonzalez. We're back here on the Slip Punches show. It's great to be back. We're definitely just keeping it going. We appreciate everybody listening in, everybody's support. Kindly spread the word. You know, again, there's a lot of great people in boxing coming on with us. So we're definitely looking forward to it. We're super excited. We're just happy that we're able to communicate with everyone and really do good things, you know, good thing communicating with all these fighters. And it's just a wonderful thing. So, again, we appreciate your support. What we're doing now is we're reaching out to a referee that is in Las Vegas. He's worked a non-title fight the other day, the Shakur Stevenson fight. So we're kindly looking to talk to, in a few minutes, hopefully, Mr. Tony Weeks. Referee Tony Weeks, great guy, great person. I know Tony for a lot of years. I'm just super excited to talk to him. Hopefully he should be joining us any minute from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Right now, as everybody knows, you know, Mr. Weeks is working his job as a referee, Nevada Boxing Commission there in Las Vegas under the new norms and rules and regulations. So, you know, again, we would appreciate having him come on any second. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome referee Tony Weeks to the show. Tony, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Man, it's really great to see you. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your personal time to reach out to us in the show. We really appreciate that. First of all, how you doing and how's your family? Everybody safe?
Yeah, everybody's good. I'm doing great. The family's doing great. You know, everybody's staying safe. Thank you.
You know, it's so important, Tony. We seen Tuesday.
Worked that fight with Shakur Stevenson under the new rules and the norms that are going on in boxing. How has that been working out, and what are your thoughts of the changes?
Well, you know, you definitely have to take all the precautions, and it's been working out pretty well. You know, everybody's been tested. We stay quarantined. So everybody that's in that building has been tested and has been quarantined. So, you know, you feel pretty safe.
I mean, it's definitely business as usual. Man, it must have, on your end, felt so good to hear that first bell on Tuesday. Walk us through that. What were your thoughts of going back to work?
Oh yes, absolutely. Especially, you know, you know you've been doing something for a long time, and you've been out of commission for a while in any job, you know, that you love doing. You know, it felt really, really great coming back. You know, the atmosphere is, you know, it's different, but it's still the same in terms of, you know, you have a fight and the pressure of the fight is always going to be there. You know, going into the locker rooms and giving the instructions to the fighters and just going through everything, you enter in the ring and actually doing the fight itself, you know, just really, really brought back, you know, a good positive feeling.
Tony, you've been blessed around boxing like 1984. You've been doing this such a while. And, you know, just the magnitude of things that you personally have contributed. And, of course, always involved. You know, the WBO conventions, the WBC. You're very well connected. Mm-hmm. This is certainly your passion. And we already know when we hear your name, it's about safety for these fighters. Expand on that with us.
Oh, yes. You know, nothing, you know, goes above safety. You know, we're there to enforce the rules and regulations, but above all, we're there to, you know, to protect the fighters. You know, boxing is a dangerous game, and, you know, things happen in there that's, you know, not under your control. But, yeah, you know, you go in there with the compassion for the fighters, the respect for the fighters. And you know, you allow the fight to go on as long as it can, as long as it doesn't endanger, you know, either one of the boxers.
We certainly know in your profession, the third man in the ring, it's not an easy job, and it's not about the people on TV deciding, you know, if your decision was right or if it was wrong. it's you having the safety for every athlete that jumps in there, of course.
Oh, absolutely. You know, everything falls on us. You know, no one outside of that outside of the ring bears any responsibility. You know, we bear all the responsibility, and I accept that responsibility because, you know, that's our job. That's the nature of the job. And so, you know, it really doesn't matter, you know, what, you know, a lot of people are going to have be opinionated anyway. And it really doesn't matter as long as, you know, I'm doing my job and I'm being a professional at doing it.
Now, Tony, of course, in the sport, and we all know in the community of boxing, the ABC Boxing Commissions, you're sincerely connected and keeping in the loop with everybody, with Jack Reese, with everybody, just forefronting the best for this sport. How gratifying is that for you, doing everything you've accomplished and being able to continue to pour your heart into it?
Oh, you know, definitely. Like I say, you know, anything that you love to do, you know, or anything that you're going to get into, you have to be committed to it. And, you know, I'm definitely committed to the sport, committed to, you know, bringing about improvement. As we talked about before, bring about safety procedures, you know, and it's really, really gratifying that, you know, we have a lot of great referees around the world, not only in this country, but around the
absolutely.
World that, you know, feel the same way. And we all work together collectively. And that's a beautiful thing.
Tony, just to land the plane today, in the boxing world, we're celebrating the happy birthday of one of the greatest athletes and men that ever stepped foot in the ring. And that's Roberto Duran. Give a shout out to Roberto Duran on our show and wish him a happy birthday, Tony.
Senor Roberto Duran, just wanted to wish you a very, very happy birthday. I want to thank you for all the memorable fights that you have given over the years, the thrills, the chills. You're definitely one of the greatest fighters of all times, and you will always be a champion forever. Happy birthday,
Tony Weeks. We know you're busy, and we know it's fight night, so we'll let you go. And we truly appreciate you taking your time to come on the show with us. We hope we have you back later on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Always good to be on your show. I really enjoy it, and definitely look forward to coming back.
Veteran referee Tony Weeks, man. We appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Keep on punching. Take care.
Absolutely. Yeah, you too.
All right, now. Thank you, everybody. That was a great show. We had veteran referee Tony Weeks on with us. He took some time. As you know, he's in the bubble up there in the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. And it was real nice that we were able to reach out to Top Rank staff, Mikey Williams yesterday, and Tony Weeks today. So it's great for all of us. You know, I wish the fighters luck today. Definitely safety. Big shout out to Juan A. Torres from Texas, ABO champion. I hope he does very well in the ring tonight. We'll all be watching and rooting for him. And of course, my man Don't Blink, and he's just guys, you know, this kid, he's nasty. He's a good puncher. He's a good counter puncher. He likes to go to work, and he's very exciting, and he's still growing in the sport. So he's definitely a young phenom, just awesome and just fun to watch. So tune in to ESPN tonight, guys, and let's watch some live boxing and just enjoy it. You know what I mean? Hey, we appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. Damon Gonzalez, I'm out, and I'll see you later today. Take care.